Hello, good evening, everyone. Tonight is Friday, October 4th, 2013, and you are listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're delighted that you're all listening. We have a wonderful program planned for you tonight. First, I just want to make a couple of announcements. Tomorrow, the 5th of October, is the four-hour call where you go to Creation Lightship and also can charge up to 7 containers of water that'll get you through the week. That starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, and that's the kickoff to 3 8-hour calls, which are going to be the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th of October. And you can sign up for those on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. It is wonderful to experience these healings. If you haven't ever, if you're a new listener and you don't know what it's all about, you can learn a lot from Ron's website from listening to us tonight. And also tomorrow night, there's another BBS show where there's a quick visit to Creation Lightship and you can experience a sample of what it's like to have one of those healings. So I recommend all of that very highly. And then for those on the East Coast, especially the Northeast, Ron will be in New York City on October 25th, 26th, and 27th. And there we'll talk more about this in the show, but you can go into the light infusion chamber, which is a special way that you can connect to the lightship and be healed. So now, before Ron comes on, everyone listening, please bring up a picture of the beautiful light being. You can find that either on the BBS page, just scroll down from the chat, where you click into the chat box, or on, again, creationlightship.com. And then when Ron comes on, he'll activate that being so that you can feel the peace energy coming from it through our show. And now I'll say hello to Ron.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So, energize the light beam. And if you're on the website, it's there too. Just scroll down, creationlightship.com. If not, it's on the BBS a little ways down here. So here we go. Bringing in peace energy. Source energy is peace energy. If you're a new listener, that's what it is. It's nothing to do with duality. Duality is from the darkness, which we normally call aliens. So anyway, here we go. Bringing in peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do it some more for you. You may feel your room change, your body change as you become more in peace. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, so just enjoy that. Turn back over to Ann here and see how our show's going to go. Today's our paranormal night, so if you have any paranormal questions, you can go to the fast chat on BBS or type them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Some people have it much easier to type there because fast chat can refresh on you. You lose your information and may not be able to put as much in as you like. So just go to clsquestions@yahoo.com and we'll monitor that during the program. Back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you so much, Ron. I'm so sorry I forgot to say that. And I have both the fast chat on the clsquestions@yahoo.com open right now. And we have a few things in there. We would also be happy to receive any phone calls tonight regarding anything paranormal. Or also specifically testimonials about the robotic clearing that Ron gave away on last month's intensives and are good throughout this month of October. And we do have some, have gotten some testimonials, but we would love to hear from people that have had some response there. Now, Ron, before we get going too much into our questions, I was wondering if you would please kind of clear and center everyone from their work week, since we're going into a weekend here in the U.S.
Okay, here we go. So let's look at one of your main anxieties for the week, if you have one. And go. Just think of one of your anxieties that you've had or situations. Bring it up right now. We're going to release that from you to place that with peace. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Okay, so feel much better right now. I'll just turn back over to you, and we'll see if we get any paranormal questions coming in. Or even if you had something that happened with you when you did the robotic clearings that we have the people on the special calls coming up. That clearing will be good for this month for everybody if you're on that call. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Let me just go find that we already do have a clearing, a testimonial about the robotic clearing. The robotic clearing has been very effective in increasing my awareness of timelines that would be wise for me to crash. Thank you for that, and Sunday's intensive was very freeing. So that's interesting, Ron. It seems to be, sounds like it sort of cleared her thinking or something so that she saw more easily what she had to clear from herself, timeline crash. I don't know, have you heard a testimony like that about the robotic clearings before?
I've heard people contact me with similar things, yeah. What I'll do is a sample here. We'll probably be doing this weekend also. We were taking pins out of people. Took them out of ankles and feet and out of your head. I think necks, heart. So here we go. Let's work on necks for people. I'll just do a quick one. This will only work live right now. We'll not work on the archives. So here we go, just to let you kind of sense and see how it feels. We're taking out these pins. These are energetic pins. And I'd say probably 99% are from aliens. Could have a 1%er in there, which maybe was from some type of genetic past life that stored in your body, where maybe somebody poked you with something sharp and went through your neck. But the other ones are alien, and you could have 100 of these in your neck, like a pin cushion, where your past life may only have been one or two or something like that. So here we go. Remember, your ancestors are what you're living, who you're living right now. You are them. And everything from the past is with you. That's in your DNA. And as you get the DNA activated from living here, which is like hearing things, seeing things, then that DNA gets activated. That's why Jesus talked about you must be like a child to come into the kingdom. Means that you're more innocent, or you are innocent, and you don't have a lot of judgment. So the DNA brings forth judgments, and that you get from living here, from people's experiences, including your own. So here we go. We're going to take off these pins. So I can't say I got rid of all of them. A lot of people say, oh, you got rid of all of them? I go, no. I got rid of the ones that I'm seeing right now, this second. Everything works in the now and source energy. Anything that's not in the now is not source energy. Here we go. So, one, two, okay, there we go. We're working on your right side here, right side of your neck. I'll just start pulling out pins. And maybe you had a problem with having a stiff neck. Maybe it's been that way for quite a while. Maybe you lost some of your movement on your neck. Maybe you thought you're getting old and it's not working too well. Well, these pins being activated here. And here we go. So, right side, that feels fine. I'll do left side now. Pins there. Okay, that's feeling pretty good for most of the listeners here. And do ones from behind you. Back side. Okay. There and now in the front of you. Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go. Bringing more of your spirit energy into these locations. Our spirit infusion. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Move your neck around and just see if you happen to have more movement. Check yourself out. Would love to have comments on this here. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And, of course, we do appreciate any testimonials. That my neck feels very light and loose, so I guess I really needed that as well. We have a request. Somebody who is absentee on the calls didn't get her robotic clearing code, so I'll be sending those to you as soon as I have a moment, either during or right after the show. Okay, so we have a, let me just go back to CLS questions. We have a very nice testimonial about another healing. Actually, let me just find it. Robotic. Okay, well, I just went off the page. This person wrote in, Ron, to say that you did a skin healing. Now, I don't know if this was on a show or on one of the calls, but the person had a mole on the front of her and the back of her, and both of them are almost gone already from a clearing you did fairly recently. So that's very nice. Yeah. Maybe we could do a quick sample of a skin clearing since it's working so well.
Okay, so here we go. And at the process here, just kind of working with your skin, taking away whatever maybe is there. And a lot of the stuff is, like I said, either DNA or it's alien stuff. So that's why we have the alien attack page up. I go to the implant section for this here, alien life forms. But, so one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. See how you're doing there. I think we had a BBS program a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday that where we did that. So.
Right. Actually, yes. On the email I read earlier, she did say it was a Wednesday show.
So
that must have been it. So if you're getting that much help from the sample clearings that Ron does on these shows, you really need to check out some of the whole life clearings that are on the website and also the intensives, the weekday calls. It's all, you know, you can sign up for all of that right on Ron's site and learn more about it. That's an indication.
It'd probably be, I'm guessing 18th, but I believe it probably would have been.
Okay.
Or it could have been the 25th, but check out those two archives there. Yeah, if you are feeling some type of relief, then that means that you have a situation. And look on the website for some type of clearing that may help you. A lot of people are doing the alien attack page. That's probably one of the big ones that we have on there to help people. If you have a physical condition, then do the body jumpstart. That one, I think, is good for maybe it's quite a while. Can't recall exactly what it is. But it's a good clearing with all the different ways that you can get healed. And if you are kind of curious about healing and you're a newbie, don't know what's going on and why, and maybe you ask for a healing and it doesn't work, in the light shift, they heal you. Are healed, but when you come down here, your energetic bodies are infected, corrupted, and they give you back what you had before. They cause the problem. The light shift, you are actually of light. Body is recreated into light, brand new spirit, so everything works perfect. But when you come down here, then what's here is what gets corrupted over again. We also mentioned about not going outside of yourself to act to anything outside of yourself, because that would be light of the darkness. Remember, Jesus taught everybody to go within. It is within, not outside. So you don't want to get caught into that trap, because what you're bringing to yourself. I see a lot of practitioners and going to expos and things, and all of a sudden they don't show up and you wonder where they are. And all of a sudden you find out that they are no longer living. Well, that's because they got infected with everything that they try to heal, thinking that they're doing something in a divine type of energy. It's the light of the darkness under the name of whatever you're doing. using, and that's not of light. It looks like light, tastes like light, but it's not it. So you need to understand the difference. So this is why Jesus said never to go outside of yourself, basically, that you are the source energy. And the Body Jumpstart is 3 months long. That can give you plenty of time to get in there and start to work on yourself and want to stay on it. So if you're a person that thinks you can just do a clearing one time and it's going to be over with and you're going to feel great, that may not be the case. So this one has many, many body systems in it, which allows you to work on these energetic bodies that you cannot see causing your problems. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I just have to restart my fast chat for some reason. It just went off on me. But two people did comment about the neck clearing that you did when you took the pins out. And someone said they were having some pain, and that's gone now. And someone else said their neck feels freer. And I'm paraphrasing. I'm sorry, because my fast chat just closed on me. I'm trying to open it up again. Oh, okay. Apparently, I'm having a limited connectivity, so I apologize, everyone. But I have read over some of the emails that were in our CLS questions, and one was a person requesting some healing around two deaths they experienced recently. They've lost two friends. And you've talked about this a lot, I know, but it's still when it happens to you, when it's someone you're close to and love, it really throws you off, Ron. Can you talk a little bit about, you were just talking about the body jumpstart, so maybe you can talk a little bit about when, sadly, the body ends.
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do when somebody no longer living, we'll just get into that aspect, you want to do the... these loved ones clearing. So there's two clearings there. One is to get rid of the spirit, but in a way that's actually what it is. It takes the spirit off planet so the darkness won't take it and put it into the reincarnation loop. And then you're going to go through all that, I guess you would use the word karma and everything else, and you get taken out of here. You get back into light. So like we've mentioned before in many shows, most people get stuck into the light of the darkness. That's what I call it. The light of the darkness is a copy of what true light is. That's how they fool people here. So all of a sudden, people who've had a, using the word loosely, a near-death experience, which would mean to me, they had a close call with death, or maybe they did die, but it's not a near death. It's just, maybe they did die, so they had a death experience and was brought back to life again. So in that case, when the body is dead, all of the DNA gets deactivated. Start over again. Most of the DNA gets deactivated because it takes spirit energy and the body energy both to activate your stuff. And the spirit naturally gets taken, just grabbed, and you go to the white light tunnel. And then from there you might see beings up there, and you may see Jesus if you believe in Jesus. You may see, say, Archangel Michael. If you have any other belief, we'll just say that you're on another planet. And your belief system that you have on this other planet is that, rocks are it. And so you like looking at, you connect with to know about the black rocks. So the black rocks are what they told you is source energy. So they change it over to you. So now you're seeing black rocks, and that's what you think is a sacred thing. What happens is when you get into the light of the darkness, they'll bring forth whatever you believe in at that time. And then they'll tell you about what a great person you are and give you a choice to come back or not. And if you notice, almost everybody, if not all the people, always come back because now you have a new mission. Give you a mission. Remember, in light has no missions. No such thing as a mission in light. And so when you do get thrown back here, and part of your DNA in your body that was controlling you, that's your programs inside of your body controlling your physical body, those are no longer activated, or maybe they're not even there. And so now you turn into a different person, and you have a different mindset because not being run by the old programs. And that's why most people who come back who maybe were kind of maybe an awful person, and now they saw the light, and they're trying to help people through charities and things, talking about how great the light was, and they are on this mission, et cetera. That's what happens. So if you're wondering what happens in that process, that's it. But you're still forced into the reincarnation process here. No such thing as having your spirit evolve and learn anything whatsoever. Knows it's from the light. So what happens is, the best thing you can do for somebody, do that clearing to get their spirits off the planet here so the darkness won't take it. Remember, light only looks for light at ascension time. It doesn't look for light during the time when there's no ascension. That's how the darkness gets everybody. So you do this clearing, automatically they're taken to the light, and the spirit could stay here for a while. It could be here maybe for a couple of weeks or a month, but at that point, it's out of here. No longer stuck here in this mind matrix, dark side planet here. It was controlled by darkness now, was created from light, but basically, you're out of the loop here. So you can actually do ascension at time of ascension, whenever that's going to be for that person, okay? And then what you want to get rid of is the other thing that's going to haunt you, which is the emotional body. Another energetic, invisible body of that person. It'll come into everybody who's at that funeral and may give them some good information, about how, it liked them, everything else. It could be very sad, and people are sobbing a lot because it's body hopping, feeling energy from everybody in that funeral. And then from there, they'll find somebody to attach to. And it will normally attach to, as an entity, what I call emotional bodies. It will attach to probably somebody in the genetic line. And then from there, that's how it works. And now people turn into that person, and in a sense, they're possessed. So that's what you want to get rid of also. So having more than one person die in a short time, that can be pretty, emotionally draining for you. But keep doing the mind-to-heart drop. Take your thoughts and drop them into your heart. Do those clearings and know that they're out of here. They're actually in a much better place than you are. If you don't do the clearing, then more than likely within maybe a month, the darkness will have that person, and unfortunately, they will be put back into prison planet over again. You have a way to help them out, to get them out of here. The light will find them. Remember, the light only looks for light at ascension. That's you. Actually go in and command that this happens. Clearing is set up for that. So that's the way it works. Everything on the website is using source energy to help you. I don't use the word God energy or anything else because all that has some type of connotation to it. And like I say, if God was so good, which I look at as the aliens there, connecting to every church on the planet here, if God was so good, then why do we have this mess that we're in? So that's the whole process. You want to get source energy. You have source energy with you. It's always with you. Once you start to release some of your belief systems, it may have worked perfectly for you, then you're going to become more peaceful. And so you want to be in the present moment. A little hard to live in the present moment here, but you want to be in the present moment off of the timelines generated and created by the aliens out there. So, I don't know what else to say, but that's what I would do, is keep doing the mind to heart drop. I'll do that for you right now. This you should be doing daily, probably half a dozen times a day. And you just want to stand your spirit out loud. You can't do anything in the mind, because the mind is darkness. Mind is duality. Mind is thought. You want to get out of that and connect to source energy, which has no judgments. So here we go. Going to take and command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, where you can be peaceful. Everybody wants to have peace. They try to look for peace. They meditate. They do this. They do that. And do this within 15 seconds to become peaceful. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts, put them into your heart center. Do that now, so I count from 10 to 1 backwards, you can actually feel the energy dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. N9876543211. N9876543211. Okay, you should be there. Normally three times is plenty for most people. Do a little bit more and you can start to think, then that means that you're in your head. Your heart, you don't have any thoughts. You're at peace. Peace surpasses all understanding. Okay? Here you want to live your life. If this whole planet ain't peaceful, we will not have anything that was causing problems here. And when you're in your heart, then you don't have any mind-controlling programs because source energy does not work with programs. It only works in the now. If you start understanding what I talk about here, you're going to realize that, yeah, you tell everybody out there to do the mind-to-heart drop. And if everybody did it, the world could change instantly. You'd have no more stuff going on that we have here. There's many, many things that, you know, you can get involved with or talk about. You know, what's going on, what's bad, you know. But that could all be fixed. As nothing wants to harm anything. Source energy doesn't permit doing any harm. That's why when we go out and battle these unwanted universal travelers out there, a lot of them have a chance to come into the light. Most of them are robotically controlled. They don't know the difference. But the ones that do happen to have a little bit of consciousness and they're able to be given a spirit, that's the case, before they get terminated. They shouldn't be here taking away your free will, free choice. That's where you draw the line, okay? If you're doing that, then they get terminated by the light instantly. But they do have a chance. And most of them do not take that chance, and well, only a few have probably been actually brought into the light. Then they're in quarantine until ascension, typically, unless they're not too bad off with their bodies, because the body has to be recreated from light. But that's a whole different topic here, a whole different subject matter, you know, because there are aliens out there that were created by the light, and they flipped over into darkness. Much like a lot of people on this planet. In fact, most people are controlled by aliens, so we can just say that most people are actually controlled by darkness, and they, in a sense, are not using their light energy, which is always with you. You've got to know that you have it in your heart. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And when you were talking about, you know, our what happens when you don't ascend and you go through to that white light, and people talk about that, but really you're just getting forced reincarnation. It reminded me of just recently I heard someone say, oh, I'm just so grateful that my mother and I chose this lifetime again to be together, or something like that. And it kind of echoed back to me a belief I formerly had that we have free will and free choice on this planet. And that brings me to the soul family clearing, and I was wondering if you could talk about that a little bit. Because we may choose people, right, to be with, but that isn't a good thing.
No, what happens is that you go to your soul family. These are people that you've been with forever, probably. And they come into your life to set up your soul family agreements and contracts that cause you pain, to hurt you, all this stuff here. And imagine there could be something good in part of it, but typically it's not. So when you have a car accident, more than likely you have a car accident because somebody in your soul family wanted to have one, and they wanted you to experience it with them, and you got involved with it with a car accident. So most of the stuff is your contracts and agreements that is put upon you. Remember, natal chart is what brings this stuff into effect too. And the planets are controlling you, although I won't say that they're really planets out there. Oh, the old song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are. Well, that means a lot. If you're conscious enough, you're going to wonder what it is. You're told it's a star, but is it really? I see them more as alien ships out there. And really what you're looking at probably is a hologram. You're seeing a movie set that gets changed every night. And go to your timelines and stuff. But basically, your soul family, if you do, we have a clearing on the website to help you out with that. That will help to eliminate some of the contracts and stuff you're dealing with in a situation. So that's very, very good to do. another thing that talking about earlier was that special clearing. You have a physical situation going on, the 3-month clearing, which is the body jump start. That goes into your infection body. It's a whole lifetime clearing. Have mind of the body, whole lifetime. That's your healer inside of you. We have blood in circulation. So, you know, body system rejuvenation is what it's actually there to help you out with. So many things in there. So you want to do that clearing. And in the body system rejuvenation, it goes into lymphatics and, you know, skin and muscles and skeleton, you know, just all types of stuff. So it takes a while to do it, but you're probably going to find out where you're deficient at. Want to wake up your mind of the body. We also have the magnetic twisted body clearing in there, and that helps you to integrate all of these energetic bodies that are invisible. Remember, they get turned sideways, the darkness takes them and moves them over. And looking at picket fences, you know, out in the countryside, and you look down them, and if they're brand new, they'll probably be all pretty much straight in line. You can look at the first one and only see one. Well, what the darkness does is take them and move them over, not connect to your own spirit. They have to be in alignment with your spirit. That's why we put that clearing on, because it's so wonderful to do that clearing. At any clearings on the website, you know, you want to do that. And a twisted body clearing afterwards, you know, maybe whenever you want to do it, you can get it on the unlimited one too, I think. But you want to do that because, you know, all of a sudden everything comes into alignment. And if you only had, say, maybe a 5% healing ability, we'll just say that term, and you did maybe 4 or 5 clearings to help you out and you felt a little bit each time, well, when you do that clearing, you know, all of a sudden you might get everything coming back to you. And it's like doing the whole clearing over again because those bodies that were corrupted, that's your problem. It takes one body out of alignment, out of those 108 bodies, to cause you to have a situation. So that's what happens. These are all put into you by the light of the darkness, taking them over to cause you a problem. Initially, they were all light. They took them and moved them over, caused problems with them. And when your energetic bodies get saturated full of darkness, which is mind, energy, thoughts, or using another one, or one's corrupted, and you can never get healed because that body is full of densities. And that body then turns back to you. Everything happens in the invisible, then it goes into the physical. So when that happens to you, then you're stuck. You have a problem. The problem normally is not an instantaneous problem. It's been with you for a long time as it's maturing, coming into its manifestation point. Then all of a sudden it's like having a looking at an iceberg. All the stuff's underneath it, and all you see is a little problem on the top. A little problem can kill you because what's underneath the water that you don't see, underlying force going to harm you. You could also talk about spirit barcodes, you know, death barcodes. That's another thing that we have, but I'll turn it over to you, Ann. But the main thing is, if you know somebody who, we'll say, getting back to the original question, somebody who has passed on recently, at least do the emotional clearing and do the spirit clearing. Those are both wonderful. If you're really close to that person, then their emotional body could hop into you, and it could cause you to have sadness for your whole lifetime. That's why you want a bit of that emotional body. That's what you call ghosts. Who are new listeners here. So the ghost, that person will be haunting you and probably all the relatives, and you can't get rid of it. Energy. So it's always going to come back to you. That's you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And the soul family clearing is bound to help with that, wouldn't it, as well? Because, well, first of all, I've had wonderful success doing the soul family clearing. It clears your present soul family, your future contracts. I don't have it up in front of me at this time, but past soul families. And I would think that, you know, if you suffered even in the past or with some grief of losing family members, doing that soul family disconnection would really help with that, don't you think?
Yeah, it takes away your sadness.
Yeah. I run that all the time. It's really helpful. And I find that some family members that used to cord me have stopped.
Yep.
And there's a
and remember,
much healthier.
And come into your body.
Right.
The same frequency, same resonance from your soul family. If you have a soul family of 200 people, you could be running 200 people's energies in you at one time if they wanted to do that. You may not choose it, but that could be what happens to you, and you could be confused because all of a sudden, let's just say maybe one person out there is very talented, and they come into you, and you feel that spirit energy, and you think you can do something, and you just can't do it because you don't have it in your DNA, but that spirit knows that you can, and they leave you. And it can be very, very confusing. So your soul family, like I said, gives you all these contracts and agreements, and it's best to get rid of them. In fact, I'll just do a quick one here for everybody. Think of a situation, you know, think of one of your friends, because they're probably in your soul family if you've seen them for a long time. And it could even be a person you live with, one of your mate or somebody. More than likely, they would be. You know, people talk about, well, yeah, I used to be your grandmother or grandfather or, you know, this and that and the other. Just listen to young kids, up to 5 years of age or something, and ask them if they know anything about, you know, if you've been with them before, you know. And they'll start talking and telling you all about a past life because they still have it programmed. And they can see that, okay? Not blocked out of them yet. And they'll say, oh, yeah, you used to be my grandfather. Remember this here and the other? Remember that place we used to go to? That Eiffel Tower? We used to live in Paris? And you go, wow, you know, I wonder why I get chills when I look at the Eiffel Tower. And the kid gets older, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe they forget all of that. But, you know, but anyway, I'm kind of going a little sideways here. But think of a situation of somebody in your soul family, if you know about that. I'm not one of your friends. Very likely could be. And they're energetically courting you, too. You don't know that. Well, think of a situation that's bothering you, and I'll just release that energy from you. It could be a physical problem. It could be a pain in your body. Maybe you're thinking of the person all the time. You know, things like this here. You know, it could even be somebody maybe in the dating scene where they see somebody in their soul family and they keep thinking about them continuously. Maybe you're still thinking about that same person that you went to high school with or whatever, college with, you know, 30 years ago. And you go, man, I wish I would have married that person. You know, and you're still thinking about them. Well, they're probably in your soul family. Have that magnetic, attraction to them. And that's what they do. So here we go. I'm going to release that if you would like that. Think of your situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, you're supposed to be completely separate from everything. Nothing should be courting you, connecting to you. So, after learning about courting, you realize that courtings take away your energy. And whoever's taken or whatever is taken, it, who or what, they're benefiting by your energy. That's why you never want to become a healer. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. Now, you mentioned you would do a quick sample for us of the soul family clearing.
Yeah, so
can we do that?
Yeah. Just think of a person that's haunting you. So here we go. I'm going to release the energy. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5, releasing that person out of your life, some of those contracts. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So just see how that feels for you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And we talked a little bit about the free robotic healing that you gave us all on the intensives. And well, I did have the one testimonial. If anyone would like to call in with a testimonial about that, that would be wonderful. Someone had a question on the fast chat earlier. Why is the immune system included in the robotic healing?
Okay, what's that again? Why is the what clearing?
The immune system included in the robotic clearing.
Because if you have robotic parts in you, then you need to get that immune system to jumpstart the parts in you that are connected to or in the place of your robotic parts, okay? Well, sometimes you may have, let's just go into the physical stuff here a little bit. It works the same on the other energies. So let's just say that you have an operation and they put a pin in your knee because you need to have that done. That's the only way you can get your knee to work or your arm or whatever. They put some pins in you. Maybe you have an operation, they put staples in you, and they're inside of you, and they're still there. So, all of a sudden, you have the operation, and the cold weather comes or something, and you don't feel right. And maybe you have a low-grade infection for the rest of your life because what they put inside of you is not body compatible. This is why we have that clearing with that. So it can help to heal energies that are with you in your robotic parts that you may have, don't know about, okay? And I love doing that on expos that I go to. And people have a problem with their body, or maybe they don't know about it, and I start making their hands reel. Take away the robotic programs and/or the cloned parts on them. I do that also. All of a sudden, their skin feels different. Hands could even be, a different size physically once you get the real hands of you there. And it gets to be, you might even be taller. So it's quite interesting to watch, but the robotic ones are very interesting. So that's why we have that clearing up. And I'm sure that people are experiencing that since the ones that were on the 8-hour call, they're experiencing the robotic clearing. So as they're doing that, it's good for the end of this month here.
Right. Yes, thanks so much for that, Ron. I'm sure everyone is enjoying it, and I know that sometimes it's hard to put into words, exactly what the changes feel like and what it, what is going on for you. But again, we thank you all very much for that. Now, you mentioned the light infusion chamber, and you're going to be in New York this month. And I was wondering if you could explain to people a little bit more about what that is, and also about how they can send their picture to you.
Yes, if you want to come into the light chamber and you live somewhere else, and they just send me, best way is probably just send me an email, unless you have an actual physical photograph and you can send that to me. But an email works great. Just send it to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and I'll print it out, we'll put it into a folder, and whoever goes into the light chip, when it's activated, you're going to have a healing on it. So remember, the pictures do work. Oh, it's quite interesting. People have commented that they felt much better during that weekend, and things have left them. So,
Will you be doing any? You'll have a booth at the event, but will you be doing any talks, Ron, or anything
I
that
have
this time?
three a workshop on Sunday, and then I have a lecture on Friday and Saturday. So, we're in the same
Okay.
location, booth 223. The
And
New
it's the
Yorker
New Life
at the New Life
Expo, is that what it's called?
Expo, a block from Penn Station.
Great. So, and
with an
they
A.
have a website and all the, details. We'll keep talking about that as we get closer. Okay. So, again, I am sorry, folks. I'm offline, so I'm not seeing the fast chat or the emails now. So, if somebody would like to call in with a question, that would be great. We had a comment or a question early on, even before the show started, and I hope this person is on the air or listening rather. He had a problem with his ear, and I wanted to ask this person what healings or clearings they've done so far to help their ear, because Ron, I believe what you, well, we've talked a lot about the body and the healing, but also whatever's going on in your life, the first thing you need to do is the emotional clearing. So can you share a little bit about that again for people that might be listening for the first time, why it's so important to do the emotional body first?
Yeah, so basically, when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, what he was doing was healings. And the healings, what he was doing then, was to take away what we have been, perceive as sins, okay? Regardless of what, but anyway, that's it. So sins are your past genetic codings, that have come forward in that lifetime. This is your judgment. So he's taken away their judgment. And the judgment, like I said, the invisible causes your physical problems. So back then, there wasn't that many people around. And, you know, not like today with the internet and the newspapers and the TV programs and the movie theaters and everything else and people talking all the time and overpopulation, et cetera. So back then it was very, 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 very easy to do healings. I would say it was probably 1,000 times easier. Now, so what? So people would come up to him. He'd just see that body genetic from maybe, you know, a few ancestors in the past, take it away, and voila, the person's healed. Now, your emotional body is so contaminated. Remember, your emotional body back then was not probably that disturbed that much. There still was entities and aliens there. You know, that's why he said, you know, on the cross, basically, why did you forsake me, talking to the Galactic Federation? Now they use the word of light or whatever, you know. Ever since I've been bashing the Galactic Federation years ago, they now put the word light into that. But aside from that, you know, that's what's happened. So the emotional clearing is all of your active DNA. So remember, when you're a child, say a couple years of age, before you started to learn how to live here, you were pretty innocent. That's why babies glow. And you lost your innocence because you got into judgment, learning how to live here. And the more that you start to read and understand and get schooled on how to live here and maybe even go into school, but just the way to live here is all of judgment. Stop, go, yes, no. That activates your DNA, and that's causes you problems, and your emotional body now goes for that ride. So naturally, your emotional body is collecting all this negative stuff, trying to keep it from killing your physical body. So it's like a big sponge absorbing all this stuff. And psychic attacks from people. Remember, people work with mind energy. That's how people get, you know, curses on them. People project their thoughts. The law of attraction, using darkness there to give the law of attraction to bring forth an outcome taking away somebody else's free will. So the body gets contaminated. The body gets, your physical body does. The invisible body already contaminated, and that will cause your illnesses by not being able to protect you. So you have other energetic bodies, like a feeling body, a sensory body, and many other ones, but your emotional body is the big one. People work with emotions here. Once you get your emotional body cleared out, then maybe a lot of your physical stuff goes away because all of a sudden you're not reactive any longer. The whole process is to get into peace. Your emotional body causes your reactions to living here. And people push your buttons because of your emotional body. And when you're at peace and you get that emotional body healed, which is what we do, it takes about, online it takes about 15 minutes to clean out your whole lifetime's emotional body. When I used to be doing it in person with people before it was online, it would take me probably maybe up to, an hour and a half sometimes to do one person. Now it's much quicker. The energy still runs through me. But, main thing is that you get your body cleaned out, then get the unlimited version, and that way you can stay current every day. Something happens, the dark side is trying to pull you into a judgment, into another reality, a timeline. And maybe if you do that unlimited version where you want to clean out a situation that occurred, then you can do that, and now you're back into peace again. You always want to be in peace energy. You want to be in the moment. Otherwise, emotions will bring you into the past. And also bring you into the future, but typically we'll just talk about the past, because the past is what you know about. Think about something awful that happened to you. That's in the past. We'll do that clearing. I'll just do it right now for a sample for people. Once you ought to think of a situation and see what is going on here with your life. Just think of something, somebody yelled at you today and you got your feelings hurt and you think about it now and it's still bothering you. Well, that's because your DNA has been activated and now you're going to be going through that emotional roller coaster ride. And on your psychic billboard, it's being transmitted to do it again. Darkness pulls off your energy. Darkness loves to take your traumas, your dramas, your sadness. There's everything else that you're dealing with. They live off of that energy. Oh, here we go. Think of that incident that happened to you any time in your life. Doesn't matter to me. And just to do it, our show's coming to an end here. I'll just stamp my finger to release that one particular page out of your large book of situations. So here we go. Think of it right now, and it's released. Look at it again, and it should be pretty much discharged. Normally, it should be down to about 95%, but you may have 5% left, maybe nothing at all. Look at it, and your reaction should be, wow, been there, done that, walk away, Renee, and I'm moving on in my life.
Ron, excuse me, I thought we might have a caller on the line. Thank you so much for that clearing. Is someone there?
Yes, this is Mickey.
Hello.
Miguelina Romana Costa.
Okay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be on the line. This is the first time I'm listening.
I'm sorry.
My friend Pauline has been trying to help me.
It's okay. Well, welcome. I'm glad that you found Ron and the Creation Light Ship. So what's your question?
Well, I have a couple of questions and a comment. A few years ago, my mother was almost intubated at the hospital, and Pauline helped me intensively, and she came out of that situation that was very painful for me, that I don't even want to remember it. It was an emergency healing
through the website.
So thank you so much.
And well, you're very
the
welcome.
Other thing is, I would like to, of course, I would like to talk about entities because my mother believes there are entities in the house, and that's one question. But the one that's very pressing right now, I would like to know how many death barcodes my mother has, and if anything can be done about it to help her.
Yeah,
I want her
saying,
to have
right now she has eight death barcodes. Oh, you
okay,
can do the barcode clearing. It takes about 2 hours per death barcode to help yourself out or help them out. You could do it for her if you wanted to. And then you want to
do
any of the barcodes that are put on her, which is the stress one. So normally you do the stress maybe a week later because of the time involved to do the clearings. You're looking at about 16 hours of clearing, get those barcodes off of you. And then all of a sudden you feel like maybe you lost about a third of your life stress in life. You get your energy back, but you feel much better.
Okay. I'm only speaking about my mother right now, so she's 91 and she's very, very sick right now. She's retaining fluids and she has some wounds on her legs, some lesions. And actually, she says she feels 70, and sometimes she says she feels 22. Her mind is very sharp, but she's in a lot of pain, horrible pain, and I'm in pain also because I sleep with her in the same bed, in the same room, and sometimes she wakes me up throughout the night. I came to my friend's house to get some peace and to connect with you through the show. So I would like you to help me as much as you can with her.
Okay, we'll have to see what, since she's 90, by doing the death barcodes, it could give her some more time. People who do the death barcodes are probably under 70. That gives them maybe an extra, maybe 10, 15, 20 years of life left. It could help your mother out a lot. Let me see here. It's horrible when people are old. At least she's out of the hospital, so that's a good sign. I would do the body rejuvenation clearing on her if you're going to do anything. I would do that one.
How much
get into that one. And maybe let me know after about a month how she's doing. I want to get rid of your physical stuff first. And that one can help
when
that.
When do I start the body rejuvenation? How soon can I call you and take care of this?
That one is an online clearing. And there's many, many body systems on it. So you want to get the Body Jumpstart clearing. It's many clearings in one. I think Pauline would know about that one if you ask Pauline, because it's online there. I put the clearing up, I don't know, maybe a year ago to help people. And there's many clearings in there, and you can have somebody else do it besides yourself if you wanted, like Pauline to do it or something. You just put their name in, and you could do the clearing.
Hold on. He's saying that for you to help me.
Okay, yeah, but I don't have the computer to use
anymore. She doesn't have another computer, and I don't have one at home right now.
Yeah, I don't have time to even do that. And that one's very, very, there's a lot of clearings in there, so.
Are you in New York by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so could you possibly, get one of the, are you going to have pictures at the conference, Ron? The light being pictures and things?
Yeah, we'll be bringing some of those with you. Uh-huh.
Because that would be very good for this lady to have, so she could have. She doesn't have a computer, because I was going to say keep the light being on all night, but if she doesn't have a computer, at least she'd have the picture of the light being in her
room. She may be able to find somebody who has an old one. I have a lot of people that say, yeah, I don't have one, but my friend has one in his garage, and you could just probably use that. And that's probably the easiest way to go on it, I think. And maybe even get a laptop from somebody. Any computer will work, so you don't have to get a brand new one. But you might be able to find somebody who has one. Even you might even ask that maybe some of the senior resource centers if they have any people that maybe you want to sell an old one or something. Maybe somebody passed on and they had a bunch of computers and they want to get rid of it. So a senior resource center might be your ticket to check that out.
You mean in the library?
Our time is close to the end here. I think maybe we're a little bit over.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Thanks for calling.
Someone took a picture of mine, one of the pictures I got from Ron. I gave it to this person, and he kept it. What should I do?
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Have you asked for it back?
No, I haven't seen this man. It's someone that I like very much, and he was just holding it, but he never gave it back to me. And someone told me the other day that they saw it in his library. He's sitting among his books. The picture is sitting on his library.
That's kind of not very good energy on his part. Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we do have to say good night. We'll be on tomorrow night.
Thank you
another
for
show.
Being here.
Okay.
Hey. Thank you.
Good night.
Again.
Good luck to you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. And tomorrow night, of course, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Pacific time, another show on BBS where it's Saturday Night on the Lightship. So go ahead and say good night, Ron. I'll say goodbye now.
Hey, good night, everybody. We'll see you later. And on the call tomorrow. Tomorrow's our first day of the 4-hour conference calls that we have, and then 8 hours on adjacent Sundays. Then we're back into New York.
Bye.
I'm having the new.